Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So yesterday we did the first verse of Shikshashtakam, first out of the 8 verses of Shikshashtakam. We'll just repeat that verse again. Please recite after me. Cheto darpana marjanam. Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam Shreya Kairava Chandrika Bitaranam Vidyavadhu Jivanam Anandam Budhivardhanam Pratipadang Purnamritashvadanam Sarvatma Snapanam Parang Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. Glory to Shri Krishna Sankirtan, which cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated for years together. And thus extinguishes the blazing fire of conditioned life, of repeated birth and death. The Sankirtan movement is the prime benediction for humanity at large, because it spreads the rays of the benediction moon. It is the life of all transcendental knowledge. It increases the ocean of transcendental bliss. And it enables us to fully taste the nectar for which we are always anxious. So we go to text 2. Naam naam akari bahudha.
Naam naam akari bahudha.
Nija sarva shakti.
Nija sarva shakti.
Tatrarpita niyamita. Smaranena kalaha,
smaranena kalaha,
etadrishi tava kripa,
etadrishi tava kripa,
bhagavan mamapi,
bhagavan mamapi,
durdaivam idrisham,
durdaivam idrisham,
ihajanina anuragaha. O my Lord, your holy name alone can render all benediction to the living beings. And thus, you have hundreds and millions of transcendental names, such as Krishna and Govinda, in which you have invested all your transcendental energies. There are no hard and fast rules for chanting these names. O my Lord, out of kindness you enable us to easily approach you by your holy names. But I am so unfortunate that I have no attraction for them. Who is saying this? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in this particular verse, what is he pointing out? Naam naam akari bahudha. My Lord, you have manifested yourself in many, many transcendental names. Naam naam akari bahudha. Bahudha means in many. And then nija sarva shakti is tatra arpita. Tatra means there, and arpita means you have reposed, you have invested, you have given. Tatra arpita. In those names you have reposed nija sarva shakti, your entire potency. So what are these names? If all the Krishna's potencies are in a name, then what does it signify what the name is? The name is Krishna Himself. Because His potency is what makes Krishna, Krishna. Right? If you take the form of Krishna without the potency, then what will that form be? That form will be just an ordinary human being. So what's the difference between an ordinary human being and Krishna? Don't they look alike? Huh? They look alike. Sometimes we see somebody is playing the role of Krishna, just painting himself blue. Looks like Krishna, everyone thinks that he is Krishna. But what's the difference between that actor and Krishna himself? The difference is the potency. Krishna is endowed with Sandhini, Sambit and Ladini, three potency. Parasya Shaktir, Vividhaiva Shruyate. He has many, many potencies, but they fall in three principal categories. They are Sandhini, Sambit and Ladini. Existence aspect, consciousness aspect and enjoyment aspect. These are the three aspects of Krishna's potency. So now, you see, Krishna's potency, rather we can say, Krishna minus his potency is the form, rather I won't say Krishna, but I'll say form without the potency is Jiva. But form with potency is Krishna. Now, Krishna's name is what? The sound. It's like any name. Like people have their names, just the sound indicating the person. So, when that sound with ordinary living, when that sound is invested with Krishna's potency, then what is that sound? What is that name? Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, Nija Sarva Shakti Stotra Arpita. In your names, you have invested your entire potency. And how many names does Krishna have? Unlimited. Is Krishna's quality limited? Is Krishna's pastimes limited? So what is Krishna's names? What are Krishna's names? Krishna's names are synonymous to his qualities and pastimes. Just mention any name of Krishna. Just say Govinda. Govinda. Does it mean anything? What does this word mean? The master of senses and giver of pleasure to the senses and the cows. Who does that? So this is Krishna's potency, Krishna's quality, not potency, quality. So Krishna's quality is synonymous to Krishna's name. Or Krishna's names are significant, Krishna's name signifies Krishna's qualities or Krishna's pastime. Now Krishna's pastimes are unlimited, Krishna's qualities are unlimited. So Krishna's names are unlimited. So and in all the names of Krishna, Krishna has invested his entire potency. Nija Sarva Shaktis. Actually, all religion accept that aspect, that God has, God is all-powerful. In Christianity, they have this concept very clear. Almighty, another name of God is, they address God as Almighty. Almighty means, might means what? Power. Almighty means all-powerful. Allah means great. So, great in which sense? He is all powerful, that's why He is great. He is not only great, He is the greatest. Bill Clinton also was great. But His greatness is not like that kind of transient, temporary greatness. He is great in all respects at all times. So, Nam Nam Akari Bahudha Nija Sharva Shakti Stotra Arpita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is defining what is the holy name. The holy name is Krishna Himself. Why? Because in the holy name, Krishna has invested all His potencies. In which you have invested all your transcendental energies, Srila Prabhupada translated. And then, so that means name is Krishna, right? Just as, what is this deity? Like, similarly we can go into the deities, right? What is the difference between a statue and a deity? What's the difference? Again, Sarva Shakti is Tatra Arpita. These deities have all the potencies of Krishna. Therefore, they are deities. So, these deities are Krishna Himself. Krishna's form is Krishna Himself. Similarly, Krishna's name is Krishna Himself. So through Krishna's name, we can actually get Krishna. We can, when we call out to Krishna, does Krishna appear there or is Krishna there? Krishna is there when we call. Now, if we want to approach the deities, how do you have to approach the deities? Is there any pujari here? Or how many of you render pujari service? Please don't feel shy. Raise your hand. Okay. So when you go to do your seva in the altar, how do you go there? Can you just walk in at any time, in any condition? What do you have to do? Yeah. And if it's early in the morning, then you have to take your bath. Right? You have to take your bath, you have to clean yourself, wear clean clothes, and then go there. Right? So there is so many restrictions in worshipping the deity. But with the holy name, do you have to take bath before you start chanting? It's very good, but you don't need to. When you chant the holy name, do you have to, like you take the deities of Krishna, can you put them in anywhere, any place? Or you have to sanctify the place? To worship Krishna, you have to purify the... Similarly, but in the case of the holy name, there is no such restriction. Any time, at any place, you can chant the holy name. In any condition. In this respect, there is a very nice anecdote, very nice incident with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One morning, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came out of the toilet and he was biting onto his tongue with his teeth. Like this. And everybody was surprised why Mahaprabhu is biting onto his tongue. And when they asked, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, see, I was in a dirty place, I was in the toilet, and even in the toilet my tongue is chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. I can't stop my tongue to chant. So that's why in order to stop my tongue from chanting, I am biting onto the tongue, trying to stop it. There was a 5-year-old boy. His name was Gopal. So Gopal asked, if the time for someone to leave his body comes when he is in a dirty place, should he chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra or not? Isn't it an interesting question from a 5-year-old boy? And what was Mahaprabhu's answer? Huh? What was Mahaprabhu's answer? How many of you know? Huh? Preeti? Mahaprabhu's answer, what was Mahaprabhu's answer? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's answer was, I learnt a great lesson from Gopal. And as a result of that, that 5-year-old boy, Gopal, became known as Gopal Guru. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted him as his spiritual master. That also shows Mahaprabhu's humble disposition. He's so humble that he would take any lesson from anybody. What is the lesson? If death comes at a dirty place, should we chant the holy name or not? Yes. So we should chant the holy name at any place, at any time, under any circumstance. When you're lying in a deathbed, do you have the time to take your bath? Do you say, okay, now I have to leave my body, let me go take my bath and then I'll come and chant Hare Krishna? Will there be any opportunity like that? When you are lying in deathbed for probably for days together, we won't be able to take bath. Isn't it? When the body is that sick, where is the consideration of cleanliness? Therefore, the point is that when it comes to chanting the holy name of the Lord, there is no such restriction. And not only any time, not only at any time, at any place, under any circumstances, but anybody can chant. Like here also, let us consider. In the temple, who can worship the deities? Can anybody and everybody worship the deities? You have to be a brahmana. Unless you are a brahmana, you can't worship the deities. So see, so much restriction when it comes to deity worship. But when it's a matter of chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, anybody can chant it. Achandale Shabari Uddhari. Achandal means up to a chandal. Chandal is the lowest of mankind. The lowest of mankind is a chandal. And chandal's business, you know, what's the occupation of a chandala? Why it's so degraded to be a chandala? Chandala's occupation is to burn dead bodies. That's considered to be the most degraded occupation. That's their job, occupation. But their nature is also very dirty. They're very dirty people. They are dog eaters. Chandalas eat dogs. But in Vedic culture, dog eating is allowed. But cow eating is not allowed. They tolerate up to a person who can eat, who eats dog. But cow, no. In the Vedic culture, there is no room for cow eating. But today we can see the society has become cow eaters, beef eaters. So this is how the society has become degraded. But in this age, everybody has hope. At that time they considered chandala, but now it is a consideration of beef eaters. Even the beef eaters can chant Hare Krishna. This is how merciful the Lord is in the age of Kali. Anybody, doesn't matter who that person is. Niyamitas maranena kalaha. So, as far as chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is concerned, you can do it anytime, anywhere. Yesterday, Prashun was asking me whether it is better to chant sitting down than walking. Yes, it is better to chant sitting down. That's better because chanting, when it comes to japa, it is meditation. So for meditation, sitting down is conducive. But doesn't matter, you can even walk and chant. Prabhupada chanted while walking. While you are traveling, you can chant. Generally, understanding is that any pious activity, spiritual activity, you should perform sitting down. But Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, even you can chant lying down. At the time, again, we go to that point. At the time of death, will you be able to sit down and chant? No. We'll be lying on bed. Still we have to chant. Or we can chant. Nija sarva shakti tatrarpita niyamita smaranena kala. Etadrishi tavokripa. This is how you have displayed your mercy, my Lord. Etadrishi tavokripa. My Lord, you have displayed your mercy in such a wonderful way. Because since we are so unqualified, you have made this special arrangement for us. Just imagine, if the holy name was not there, what would have been the hope for us, the living entities in this age? Deity worship, Dwapar Yuga, what is the Yuga Dharma for? Dwapar Yuga? Deity worship. So that is the closest. How many of us would have been able to do deity worship? Now, of course, many of you are doing deity worship in the temple, but that you are doing because of ISKCON's arrangement, Prabhupada's arrangement. Had Prabhupada not have come, you wouldn't have been engaged in deity worship. In order to be engaged in deity worship, you had to be a Brahmana. And prior to Prabhupada, the understanding was actually Brahmana means born in a Brahminical family. But Prabhupada is making Brahmanas even from the beef eaters. Right? And why Prabhupada is doing that? Prabhupada is doing that because the position of a Vaishnava is far superior than a Brahmana. When one chants the holy name and becomes a devotee of the Lord, he becomes a Vaishnava. So when you have already been situated in a higher position, isn't the lower position automatically included? So a devotee is far superior than a Brahmana. Therefore, for a devotee to become a Brahmana, although not born in a Brahminical family, is all right. That is Prabhupada's understanding. So Prabhupada is allowing us to become engaged in the spiritual activities, or rather we are able to be engaged in the spiritual activities simply due to Srila Prabhupada's mercy. Had Prabhupada not have come, this wouldn't have been possible. But then he is saying, Durdaivam idrisham. Durdaivam means, it's my misfortune. It's my misfortune that I haven't developed any taste for the holy name of the Lord. I haven't developed any taste for chanting the holy name of the Lord. But I am so unfortunate that I have no attraction for the holy name. Krishna himself has come down in the form of his name so that anybody and everybody can have access to him. Krishna made such wonderful arrangements that anybody can chant the holy name at any time, under any place, under any circumstances, at any place. But it is my misfortune that I haven't developed any taste for the Holy Name. Anuraga. Na anuraga. Anuraga means attraction, and I did not develop any attraction. In such a humble mood, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that to indicate our situation. This is actually our situation. Now what to do? Why aren't we able to chant the holy name? Why didn't we develop any attraction? Then you go to the next verse. Because the next verse shows the qualification of chanting the holy name. We do not have to become a brahmana, we do not have to become a very exalted personality, we do not have to be an erudite scholar, but there is certain consideration for qualification. What are the qualifications? The third verse is describing that. The qualification is Trinadopi Suni Chena Tarorapi Shahitsuna Amani Na Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. Trinad Api. Api means more than. Trinad means from a blade of grass. Sunichena, nicha means low. And sunicha means very low, very humble. So, developing the mood like that, being more humble than a blade of grass. One should chant the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of mind, thinking oneself lower than a straw in the street. One should be more tolerant than a tree. Tarorapi shahishnuna. More tolerant than a tree. And amanina, devoid of all sense of false prestige, and should be ready to offer all respects to others. Amanina means desiring no respect for oneself, and manadena means offering all respect to others. In such a state of mind, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. So, do we want to chant the holy name constantly?
Yes.
Or just 16 rounds is enough? Sometimes we think 16 rounds is enough. Prabhupada also sometimes said that. Prabhupada said, now I finished my 16 rounds and I can do any nonsense. Now I can do any nonsense. Of course, Prabhupada would never do any nonsense. And besides that, the point is, if you chant 16 rounds, then you can't do any nonsense. So chant your 16 rounds. Don't worry about your nonsense activities. So, although our day-to-day practice is to chant 16 rounds minimum, but what is the main consideration? The consideration is to chant the holy name of the Lord 24 hours a day. 24 hours a day. That is our goal. We should try to chant the holy name all the time. When will that happen? That will happen when we get the taste. What is the meaning of the taste? Taste means appreciating it so much that we want to do it all the time. Isn't it? For example, you like some food. You like to eat some food. Don't you want to eat it and eat it and eat it until you are full in your stomach? Now, if your stomach had an unlimited capacity, and if the taste is delicious, wouldn't you want to eat it again and again and again. Unfortunately, our problem is that after some time, our stomach becomes full and we can't take it anymore. That's why we stop eating. Why? Because that is the taste. No. When we like the taste, we want to do it again and again. Like Rupa Goswami is saying, what happens when one gets the taste for the holy name? He's saying, Tunde tandavini vitanute tunda boli labdhaye. When I chant this holy name of the Lord, I wish to have many, many tongues. Just one tongue is not sufficient. I want to have many, many tongues. Why? Because it's so wonderful, so relishable to chant. Karna krodha karambini ghatayate karnar budhepaspriha. And when the holy name enters through my ears, what do I want? I wish that I had millions of ears. Arbudhepaspriha. Arbudha means 10 million. I desire to have 10 million. No, not only 10 millions, millions, tens of millions of years. So that is the meaning, that is what happens when we develop the when we develop the taste for the holy name. Now when will that happen, or how can we? When will that happen? Sometimes devotees ask, we are chanting for so long, but how come we are not developing any taste? What is the reason? We haven't been able to become Trinadopi Sunichena, Taroropi Shahishnuna, Amanina Manadena. That's why we are not able to Kirtaniya Sadahari. Kirtaniya Sadahari. So our goal actually is to chant the holy name all the time, Sadahari. Kirtaniya Sadahari. We should chant the holy name all the time. Now, when will it happen? It will happen when we develop the genuine taste for chanting the holy name. And when will that happen? When will develop the genuine taste? Will it happen just by chance? No, we have to qualify for that. What is the qualification? The qualification is Trinadopi Sunichena. Trinadopi Sunichena means being more humble than a blade of grass. Have you seen how humble the blade of grass is? But here Mahaprabhu is saying more humble than a blade of grass. Like what it is? Why say more? Because, you see, when you step, grass is so humble. You step onto the grass, does it protest? But if somebody steps onto you, how do you react? Not only you, just take even an ant. You push the ant, man stands up. Why did you do that to me? Don't you know who I am? I am Mr. Ant. Who do you think you are? So, even an ant protests. Similarly, grass, although it does not protest, but the grass, what happens after you step onto the grass? As you lift your feet, the grass stands up again. But a Vaishnav, if somebody pushes him down, he will remain in that position. He won't stand up against him. That is the purpose of Trinadopi Samichena. Tarorapi Sahishnuna, even more humble than a blade of, than a tree. The tree, look at, more tolerant than a tree. The tree, look at the tree's tolerance. Tree's tolerance is somebody is cutting the tree. Does the tree protest? No. Doesn't say a word. Okay, you're cutting me, go ahead, cut me. Not only that, the tree is so tolerant that although the person is cutting the tree, he's giving him the shade from the scorching sun rays. He's cutting the tree and now he's a little hungry. The tree is offering him the fruit. Okay, come eat the fruit. He's cutting the tree, but he's offering him shade. He's offering him fruit. So this is the example of humbleness, humble disposition of a tree. Now a Vaishnava has to become as tolerant as a tree. And Amanina, desiring no respect for himself, Manadina, is prepared to offer all respect to others. Devoid of all false prestige and offering all respect to others, a Vaishnava is ready to show his utmost humility and inconceivable tolerance. And then only Kirtaniya Sadhana, then only will be able to chant the holy name constantly. The question is, do you want to chant the holy name constantly? Then what do you have to do? What are the qualities? Trinadopi sunichena, tarorapi sahishnuna, amanena manadena, kirtaniya sada. Thank you very much. Does anybody have any question or comment? Yes, Nishikanta. How do you develop these qualities? Through practice. Practice makes a man perfect. And that practice also should be supported with proper understanding. Right? Why we should do that, how we should do that. It shouldn't be artificial. It should be genuine. That means, as the heart becomes pure and pure and pure, we will not desire anything from the material nature. And when we are devoid of any desire for material position, material designation, material prestige, consideration of material loss and profit, then only we can become so humble and so tolerant. It's like, just consider, when the main consideration is that the material things will become, or material attractions will become meaningless at that time. Say for example, the children are playing with toys. Right? Children are playing. What do the toys mean to them? The toys are so valuable things for them. Right? But when the child grows up, do the toys have any significance to him? Doesn't care. Like if somebody takes the toy, breaks the toy. But when the child is playing with the toys, attracted to the toys, attached to the toys, then if somebody takes the toy away from him, how will he react? He'll cry. He'll protest. His entire world will fall apart. right? But when he grows up, he grows out of it. Similarly, with the spiritual practice, we grow out of our material attachments. And at that time, they don't mean anything. So at that time, we can cultivate and develop these qualities to become more humble than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree. Okay, another thing is, when you're a doctor, you will understand it. When an anesthetics is given, local anesthetics, and you cut the finger is cut, do you feel any pain? You don't feel any pain. Why not? Because that awareness of consciousness is not there. Right? At that time, if somebody cuts you, So, where Vaishnav's consciousness is withdrawn from the body. And why it is withdrawn from the body? Because it's projected onto Krishna. So he is not in his body consciousness. Therefore, at that time, he can afford to be as tolerant as a tree. See, first of all, material things, the objects of sense gratification, don't have any value to him. And he is devoid of his body consciousness. And at that time, is he concerned when he is not at all in body consciousness? Will he be concerned about the prestige concerning to this body? No. And he, at that time only, because he is a Vaishnava, he is seeing everybody as a spirit soul. He is able to offer all respect to others. Seeing the Sarvajive Krishna Adhishthan, he sees Krishna's presence in every living entity. Therefore, he has absolute respect for everybody. So that is the state of pure devotional service. That is the state of pure Krishna consciousness. And the point is, when we are purely situated in our Krishna consciousness, then we'll be able to chant the holy name all the time. Or not able to be able to chant the holy name all the time. We will be chanting the holy name all the time. So, the way to achieve that state will be through practice. Any other question? Yes. Give the mic.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, you mentioned earlier about a beef eater can also chant holy name. One of the regulative principles is no meat eating. So can the person continue to eat beef and
good.
Still carry on chanting?
A very good point. Yes, a beef eater can become can also chant the holy name, but then he has to stop eating beef.
How will that happen?
By following the four, not only beef eating, following all four regulative principles. You see, the thing is that you may be sinful, but when you take to the process of Krishna consciousness, all your sins will be obliterated. All your sins will be eradicated. But then you don't commit any more sin. Right? You may be a criminal and you ask for amnesty, the government or the king awards you the amnesty. But will the government tolerate it if you continue to be a criminal after that? The understanding is that you have reformed yourself. You may have been a criminal, that's all right. That's in the past. But now that you have asked for amnesty, Now that you have asked for forgiveness and you have awarded it, don't go back to your criminal life. So, no, doesn't matter how criminal, how serious of a criminal one may have been, one can approach Krishna. And when one approaches Krishna, all his sinful reactions are taken care of. Aham tvang sarva papi bhyomokshayishyam. Krishna is telling that. But then the consideration is, no meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling. So these four regulative principles are of absolute importance. Because dharma is standing on four pillars. When those pillars are broken, these four sinful activities develop. So that's why we abstain from these sinful activities.
Thank you, Maharaj.
All right. Yes. Take the mic.
Maharaj, why does a Vaishnava not get up when he gets pushed down? Why does he stay down?
Why doesn't a Vaishnava
get up when he's being pushed down? He doesn't, you were saying, like the blade of grass.
Not all Vaishnavas, but a first-class Vaishnava, a pure devotee. He thinks, his attitude is, okay, if that pleases you, it's fine with me. Or it is, if Krishna wants me to be in this way, let it be. But the point is, that pure devotee, he may not defend himself, but Krishna protects him. He himself doesn't want to defend himself. Krishna gives him all protection. Krishna comes out of his way, goes out of his way to protect the devotee. So like, the condition of a pure devotee is like that of a child. Devoid of material consciousness. So when you don't have material consciousness, does it really matter to you how others are treating you? Does the child protest if somebody abuses him? No. But the father will become furious if he sees that somebody is maltreating his child. So Vaishnava's situation is like that. He is completely withdrawn. Because his consciousness is not here. Therefore, he doesn't care how people are treating him. But although Vaishnava himself doesn't care for himself, but Krishna gives him the protection. Like, consider Prahlad Maharaj. Did Prahlad Maharaj protest? But what happened to Hiranyakashipu? First of all, could he harm Prahlad Maharaj? Why not? Because Krishna was protecting Prahlad. No harm could touch him. And then finally, when it reached the limit, then Krishna came and finished off. Yeah. So in this way, the Vaishnavas don't care for themselves, but other Vaishnavas protect him and Krishna protects him. The Vaishnava may be humble, but if Vaishnavas see that someone is taking undue advantage of that Vaishnava's humble disposition, then they become like lion. Thank you, Hare Krishna. Yes, Prashant. What's that? Potency of?
Maharaj, what's the difference in the potency of listening to the chanting of the holy names as opposed to chanting of the holy names?
Oh, I see. What's the difference between listening to the holy name and hearing? Listening to the holy name and chanting. chanting the holy name. You see, the first aspect is hearing, and second aspect is chanting, and chanting also includes hearing. Because when one is chanting, he is automatically is hearing. So the difference is that chanting is more beneficial than just hearing, provided the person is qualified, that he has properly received the holy name. And then the another aspect of advantage of chanting is that when one chants loudly, then those who are hearing, they also benefit. You get the point? So it's like this. So at the initial stage, we hear. And then and at an advanced stage, we chant. And in a more advanced stage, we involve others to chant. And then it becomes Sankirtan. So hearing is important, but more effective than hearing is chanting. And more effective than just chanting is to make others hear. And even more effective is to engage others also in chanting. And that is the Yuga Dharma. Does it answer your question, Prasad?
Yeah, just a slight elaboration, Maharaj. Really, from a practical point of view, if you have a cassette or a video MP3 player listening to the holy name all day long, is it sort of a potent way of actually improving your consciousness?
Ultimately, the consciousness is not dependent upon the external condition. The consciousness is dependent upon our internal situation. Like somebody may be completely silent apparently, but if his consciousness is pure, without any external aids, you know, he will be Krishna conscious. Whereas somebody, like we can see, like Prabhupada was here, a pure devotee was chanting. How many people took advantage of that? Because their consciousness was not pure enough. But those who had certain degree of purity, they took advantage of Prabhupada's presence and created an inconceivable good fortune. And in this way, Prabhupada's mercy is flowing, and we can see that more and more people are taking advantage because they are becoming purified. When Prabhupada was here in the Western world, very few people are pure. But now by the arrangement that Prabhupada has made, many, many people are becoming pure. Like they are becoming vegetarian, they are developing, you know, the attitude in the mode of goodness. And as a result of that they are appreciating Krishna consciousness. And with the passing of time, that will happen more and more. Because these arrangements that Prabhupada has made, you know, due to book distribution, prasad distribution, and so forth, it's creating the good fortune for people. And as they become purified, they will become more and more Krishna conscious. Thank you. Yes?
State his potencies in hundreds and millions of transcendental names. So is there a special significance of the Mahamantra Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, rather than taking any of his other names?
Very good point. You see, the names also, Krishna, although Krishna has millions of names, but the names also have categories. Some names are directly related to Krishna, some are more, some are less directly related to Krishna, and some are even more directed directly related to Krishna. Then again, consider of Krishna's name in Vaikuntha, Krishna's name in Vrindavan, Krishna's Vrindavan names and related to Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes and Vrindavan qualities is the most, you know, elevated of all his names. And of them, Krishna is the most attractive. And Krishna and Ram are most attractive. Because Krishna means all attractive. All attractive. It's so attractive that this name attracts even Krishna's incarnations. Even his incarnations become attractive to that. And Rama means signifying or indicating, Ramate iti Rama is non-different from Krishna. Krishna is the all-attractive Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he is the supreme enjoyer, Ramate iti Rama. So therefore these two names are most important, most powerful, most potent. So, yes, okay, last question, Sharada. Pass the mic here. Oh, you have a question? Okay, it's
Guru Maharaj, I'd like to know if about the restrictions, if there is a restriction, for example, in driving a car, I heard it's Nama Parad, if chanting while driving a car. Chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, I heard it's offense or Nama Parad.
Yeah.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that there is no restriction in chanting, so right. We can chant any place, any circumstance. So.
There is no restrictions, a good point. There is no restrictions, but there are offenses to the chanting.
Yeah.
There are 10 offenses to the chanting. Offenses mean that certain act that displeases the holy name. Certain act that displeases Krishna. And as a result of that, Krishna doesn't bestow his mercy. So that is the time, Naam Aparad, while chanting, if the Aparad is there, then it's not the holy name. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that is chanting of Aparad. It's not chanting the holy name. Is the chanting of Aparad. So when the Aparad starts to become clear, then it becomes the clearing stage. When the Aparad starts to reduce. At that clearing stage, one attains liberation. And when one becomes completely free from offenses, then it is holy name. The chanting of the holy name is Krishna himself. Okay? Yeah, even if offenses are there, keep chanting. Because by chanting, the offenses will go away. And you make an effort on your part to not to commit offenses.
Thank you very much.
Hari Bol. So last question, Sarada.
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. My question is how one can remain humble and tolerant when someone is provoking you all the time for performing seva or watching the lectures or doing the deity worship or anything. I mean, we know that we have to do it because this is our constitutional position. But at the same time, the problems are there. So how one can be humble and tolerant?
Yeah, I mentioned that. I clarified it earlier. To be truly humble, one has to go beyond this material nature and become situated in the spiritual platform. Just like to be Krishna conscious. Pure means to be Krishna conscious. So, Krishna conscious means what? Your consciousness is in in Krishna. When your consciousness is in Krishna, do you have any body consciousness? Huh? Do you have any experience of taking anesthetics? Then do you have any consciousness of that part of the body? Why? Because the consciousness is not flowing. Anesthetics, what they do? Anesthetics actually prevent the consciousness to flow through the body, through the nervous system. So when consciousness is not flowing, then does it matter with you if the body is cut or body is burnt? No. So that, you see, anesthetics do it artificially. Artificially it stops the flow of consciousness into the body through the nervous system. But through the process of Krishna consciousness, we do it naturally. Like consciousness is flowing this way, Krishna consciousness means consciousness flowing that way. So where is consciousness now? With Krishna. And the body is under anesthetics. Right? Numb. So then whatever happens to the body, does it affect you? If somebody insults the body, if somebody cuts the body, if somebody hits the body, one doesn't register.
It's nothing to do with the body. It's
Can
performed
you say it a little louder?
I say it's nothing to do with the body, but it's for performing the seva. If somebody is hindering you, what can you do then in that situation?
How performing your seva.
Yeah.
So you should execute your seva in a humble state of mind. Do you have any difficulty?
Sometimes.
Tell me practically, what happens? What's your problem? You're okay, you go ahead. No, let's deal with that. You are worshipping deity. Deity worship.
Yes.
And then what happened?
Why?
Huh?
Someone's disturbing me.
She means how to remain in a humble state of mind when she's constantly provoked by other devotees.
Constantly?
Provoked. She finds it difficult. Other devotees are disturbing.
Disturbed by other devotees. Tell them, Prabhu, why are you disturbing me? So don't be humble that way. So for the well, when it comes to service, and if there is some impediment to your service, yes, then you don't have to be that humble. You can actually ask them to rectify that situation. Okay. Hare Krishna. See, okay, maybe I should make another point here. You see, the Vaishnava is in three stages. Kanishta Adhikar, Madhyam Adhikar, and Uttam Adhikar. This stage that Mahaprabhu is describing is the Uttam Adhikar stage. Right? But Madhyam Adhikar stage, we have to deal with our surroundings. Right? And Kanishtha Adhika stage, one doesn't even understand what is devotion and what is a devotee. So when you are generally in ISKCON, we function on Madhyam Adhikar platform. So because we have to preach, we have to render service. So while rendering service, if there is an impediment, then you don't have to become Trinadopi Sunichyan. Okay. Thank you, Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hare. So Prasadam, now? Sharir Avidhaja Jarendriya Tahika Jibe Fele Bishai Shagore তার মধ্যে জুভাতি লোভময় সুদূরমতি তাকে জেতা কঠিন সংসারে কৃষ্ণ বড় দয়াময় করিবারে জুভ জয় সপ্রসাদ অন্ন দিল ভাই সেই অন্নামৃত পাও রাধা কৃষ্ণ গুণ গাও প্রেমে ডাকো চৈতন্য নিতা প্রেমে ডাকো চৈতন্য নিতা হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে হরে জয় মহাপ্রসাদ কী গৌর প্রেমানন্দে হরে
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.